The lesson this morning is from Isaiah chapter 35. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it, and they will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Loving Father, would you take faltering words from my lips, and by your Spirit and by your presence, would you speak your word of life into our hearts? We ask this in your name. Amen. When I looked at what the readings appointed were for today, I didn't actually look beyond this first reading. I love Isaiah. I love Isaiah at this time of year. Isaiah is the Christmas prophet. Isaiah is the one who's always pointing forwards towards Jesus. I had a lecturer at college who didn't like the idea that God could see what was coming ahead. She didn't think that was the way that God would work. So she tried to make this all about what happened at the time. I can't read Isaiah without hearing Jesus. And this is a promise worth having. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. I don't know how you're feeling today, but I'm guessing there are some of us that are feeling a little bit wilderness and parched. Some of us might still be feeling a little bit wilderness and parched after, shall we say, the events of recent weeks. The desert and the parched land will be glad. In my engineering days, we used will and shall and might in very specific ways when we wrote proposals. And my boss was always telling me off for using the word will. He said, because that absolutely binds us into a contract. And I was like, yeah, because that's what we're going to do. He said, no. May, shall, might. Will. Not might. Not maybe. Not, oh, if I feel like it. Will. If you're feeling that the world is a desert and the land is parched, you will be glad. If you feel there's wilderness all around you, even the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. If you're looking around you at situations in our world and you think, how can this be turned around? There's a very simple answer. Through the love of Jesus Christ amongst us. And we live in a world that's broken and old. So that's what makes this a promise. That's what Advent is about. Sometimes we rush so quickly into Christmas and Jesus amongst us, we forget that Advent is about that longing for the world finally to be put right. On the cross, Jesus completed his great work of salvation to set us free from our sins so that we could live our lives close to God. The resurrection validated that. God raised him from the dead as a sign that we too would be raised when these bodies, these frail and feeble frames, finally give up on us and we awake in the Father's kingdom. But we're in that in-between time. Jesus said, I'm coming back. Wait for me. Look to the skies. That's the way he'll come back, the angel said to the disciples. He won't come back as a baby next time. He's coming back on the clouds in glory. And it will happen. And the glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord. The splendor of our God. More promise. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. Who's got feeble hands today? Who's got knees that give way today? Yeah? This promise is for you. If you've got knees that give way, this promise is for you. If you've got hands that aren't as strong as they used to be, this promise is for you. If you've got a heart where fear begins to rise up in your throat and choke away the love of God that you know to be true, but the fears speak louder than the love sometimes, especially in the dark hours of the night or at 6 o'clock in the morning when you wake up long before the alarm wakes up, then this promise is for you. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, do not fear. Your God will come. Will. Promise. Definite. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. Ooh, don't like that. Actually, stood right here, I do. Because I know that all the injustices in this world will one day end up in one of two places. They will either end up being dealt with before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or they'll be dealt with on his cross. All the evil in this world that seems to prosper, when lies win, when truth becomes cheap, when evil prospers in our world, we do not need to be afraid. Because one day, we have a promise, a will. God will bring all things right. If you are facing injustice in your lives, if you are despairing over injustice in our world, know this. One day, God will bring justice. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the mute tongue will shout for joy. If you know the story of John the Baptist, you can hear an echo there. Because John spoke about Jesus. John pointed to Jesus. But John began to doubt. John was unsure. Can't find it now. Can someone find me the bit where John is in prison? Can't find the bit through here. John, he didn't know. He'd lost that certainty. This is the man who'd stood and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the man who'd seen heaven ripped apart and the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove, and the Father's voice booming out, "This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And John in prison was lost in the darkness. Has anyone found the bit? It might be Matthew 11. Let me find it. This is what happens when you go off in the wrong direction. Here we are. When John heard in prison that what Jesus was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect somebody else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you see and hear. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." Echoes of Isaiah echoing down the centuries. The eyes of the blind open, the ears of the deaf unstopped, lame leaping like a deer, the mute tongue shouting forth for joy. This isn't just a promise for the far distant future. This isn't just a promise for pie in the sky when we die. This is what happens when Jesus is with us. When Jesus is with us in the boat that's a storm. When Jesus is with us in the darkness of Gethsemane and we don't know which way to go. When Jesus is with us in the wilderness and the barren lands. This is the promise for us because Jesus is with us. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And that is the promise. That actually what is barren in front of us, what is danger in front of us, will become a beautiful garden when God's Spirit breathes on it. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No one will cut you up on the Way of Holiness. No one will barge in. Nothing will snatch you away. There are no ferocious beasts and no lions. The redeemed will walk there. Redeemed means bought back, bought at a price. You and I, bought back. Imagine a family so poor that the husband and wife have to take their wedding rings to a pawn shop in order to feed the family. And they get a few meager pounds. And the king hears of this. And he goes to that shop. And he buys those rings back. And returns them to the family. That's what redeemed means. We have been bought back. By God, his death pays the price so that we can be close again to him, adopted into his family, loved by him. The redeemed will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is your promise today. The day is bright and joyous and beautiful. This is your promise today. If the day is a day when all you can do is just stand up and that's it, then this is the promise for you. God will. The desert and the parched land will be glad. God will come to save you. The eyes of the blind will be opened. A highway will be there. The ransomed of the Lord will walk there. And will return to him. So what do we do now? We're caught between We're stuck in this time between when evil just seems to do what it wants. So what do we do? Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. It's easy. Well, it's not. It's not easy. But it is simple. And so for simple folks like me, it's very simple. Jesus said, love. Love your neighbor. I was writing this in the little reflections I've been doing on reading through Luke. By the way, if you haven't managed to read through Luke so far, today's catch-up day. Because if you read Luke 15 or listen to Luke 15 today, you will get all of Luke's gospel in one chapter. Because it's the three losts: the lost coin, the lost sheep, the lost son. If you want to just do Advent in one day, then read Luke 15 today. But it's all about love. A few days ago, there was a story of someone coming to Jesus and saying, "Who is my neighbor?" Might get away with this. And Jesus' response is basically, you know those people you really, really, really hate? And they're like, yeah, yo, I know them. Jesus said, them. Those are the people that you need to love. The people who are different. The people who are smelly. The people who make choices that you wouldn't make. The people who make choices that I wouldn't make. God says, love them. You don't have to agree with what somebody does in order to love them. You don't have to agree with what somebody does in order to make sure the doors of this church are wide open to them. You don't need to agree with somebody's choices in order to be able to care enough about them to show the love of God. Today we light the candle of love. And while we wait for that promise from Isaiah 35 to be fulfilled, by goodness, let's go out and love. There isn't enough love in this world. And if there is one thing that can change the darkness in people's hearts when the world is falling apart, it is a simple act of love. If you don't know what to do to help somebody, love them. If you don't know what to do to help somebody turn their lives around, love them. If you don't know what to do in order to share God's love with them, love them. By this shall all people know that you are my disciples, Jesus said. If you have this love one for another, when people walk into church, love them. Because God does. It's simple. It's not easy. Sometimes you have to choke it down a bit. But do you know what? Choke it down. And just go out there and love people. Because that is what we need to do until we wait for that day when God's love, like a tsunami, will just roll around this world. It's our task. That's what Jesus calls us to do. Love, love, love.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the a new and glorious. chains shall he break, for the slave